AJ, Bridge and Spiner.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spiner podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with the spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, girls ghost. My favourite kind of ghost, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese. And just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape, and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha, and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spiner's podcast.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, am I allowed to say welcome podcasters today?
Well, what else are you going to say?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We had this debate whether we want the audience to be known as podcasters or podders or pod dogs.
Podmites.
Podmeisters.
Right. Well, welcome.
Podinators.
A very funny person joined us. The man from the project, Limo, joined us on the show. And talking funny.
Oh, well, I thought this was funny. The Minelab GPZ7000.
What is that?
I bought in a metal detector and it's for your backside.
Who's
AJ?
Backside?
Oh. Mm. Yeah, more on that. Let's see what we can detect in there.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, yeah. I don't want to detect anything. Absolutely nothing in there. Also, I've got a spray on shopping centres. Why do men select to go shopping? Probably because under the influence of being told we have to, but I don't know why we do. And also sport, a big subject in sport. Andrew Gaff, a big punch behind the play, goes to the tribunal. It'll be interesting to see what he gets.
Yeah, full on.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Look who's with us right here, kids. It's the great Limo. Red faces, he started out at Limo Loves the Footy.
Yes.
He's been on the project.
Yes.
And, mate, you won a competition with the most jokes in an hour once in your career. Welcome to the show.
Look at this.
Hey.
AJ, Bridge and Spider. Who said dreams don't come true? Look at me. I'm on 92.5 on the Gold Coast, people. This is brilliant. And look at this. I'm working with AJ, radio legend, Bridget Daly, one of the funniest voices in Australian radio. And I'll tell you what. There are two other big reasons that I'm loving this. One is Bridge, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a passionate fan of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Oh, no, Limo, what are you doing?
That man right there, 72 games, cheeky little best and fairest, if you don't mind.
Don't.
I mean, he buggered off to Sydney chasing a flag, but whatever.
Right? And you guys went on to play four of them.
We went on to win four. I tell you, Spider was holding us back. Hey, I tell you what, Spider, you could get a game with the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, mate. Hey, have you gone out to training? Half a chance?
I'm too scared because they tell me to bring my boots.
Don't sit on the boundary line of the game, mate. They'll be hooking you over the fence for a run. They are really struggling at the moment. And the fourth and final reason I'm excited to join your show, aside from you three, is the fact that my wife is from the Gold Coast.
Ah, okay.
And my mother-in-law still lives there.
All right.
She's in Arundel.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys are across the work of Arundel.
Yes.
And guys, before you start, no, it's not an old folks' home, okay? It's not. And it's not, no, it's not a retirement village. It's a lifestyle resort, guys. A lifestyle resort. Yeah, and they are a wild bunch there.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, the bingo and the tennis tournaments.
Don't worry about that. There's bridge on Tuesday night, so look out tonight. Hey, so hello, Gaynor. She'll be listening there with all her friends at the Arundel Lifestyle Resort. I'm excited, guys. Across the year, I'm going to be joining you guys each week. I'm going to warn you in advance.
Okay.
You're going to hear a lot about my wife.
Okay.
And a lot about my son. His name's Laddie, L-A-D-D-I-E.
Oh, cool
Laddie.
Name.
Laddie Lehman. We went for some alliteration there.
Yeah.
He'll never work in a boardroom, guys, ever. Not with a name like that.
No.
Hang on. We've got a Barnaby in politics, so I'm sure we can get Laddie somewhere.
Limo, we had the old coach, Donald McDonald.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Did you?
And he was quite successful too, so anything's possible in this world. Well, he is, and guys, I can tell you, he's the most spoilt kid in the world. He's just turned two. We took him to Italy. My wife wanted to take him to Italy last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Because he's a huge fan of 15th century art, you know.
And Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah.
So, but I'll tell you what, Bridge and Spider, nothing lights up the faces like the other passengers on a long haul flight.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk down that aisle with a baby in your arms.
Oh, God. Not next to me.
I've never felt so much hatred in my life. But anyway, you'll be hearing a lot about the little fella and my wife across the year. And guys, I'm pumped. I'm excited to be joining you.
Oh, well, we're stoked too. I'm glad you're over Spider breaking up with you. I'm glad that's okay.
There's a little bit of pain there still, you know. There is a little bit, but we'll get over it. We'll hug it out.
All right, friends with benefits. Yeah. Well, when you come to the coast, just do a few clues and then we can have a competition called Finding Limo.
Oh, there we go. See? We're working beautifully. Good on you guys. See you later.
Limo stays with us for the morning. He's back soon.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Well, listen, kids, I just wanted to say a public thank you to Al, who popped in for a couple of days, because for the radio people who didn't realise, I had a little procedure.
This is difficult. You want to ask, but you don't want to ask, because it's just, it's about your backside. Come on.
Well, no, but it's...
a good backside it is after so many wobbles.
No, but it's very important, because I went in for a colonoscopy, which blokes over 50 should always do. My doctor always said when you reach 58, you should... You should have a checkout. Checks your bowel out. Probably should have got the quinella done, or probably should have gone down the front area as well, but I just got the colonoscopy done. Everything was all clear. However, the doctor, Bridget, lovely doctor.
Well, let's not go down this path.
Hang on. Yeah, but I don't want a good-looking doctor down there. Okay. I don't want them ugly. You don't want... That's too much pressure.
Okay, so you're in the recovery room and he comes over and you've woken up by this time and you've had the sandwiches and the cup of tea. You've been hanging out for a sandwich because you've been fasting for 24 hours.
I'm sure you would have got your mate Madison to bring some in.
Yeah. I'm sure. Anyway, he said, look, Adrian, I'm pleased you came. He said, everything's fine. Everything's clear.
Oh, good.
No cancer there. But he said there was a rather large polyp that I had to cut off.
Right.
So it's been a while since I'd been. So he had to clamp when he took the polyp out, which is non-cancerous, but I was pleased to report.
That's
good. He had to clamp it off with a rather large bit of metal.
What do you mean? Just uses like a paper clip kind of thing.
You're gesticulating with your fingers weirdly, both of you there.
I know.
Yeah, but don't you like put a paper clip around it?
Bull clip.
Number 5 or 7 bull clip.
we got a couple here in the stationery cupboard. I could have done it for you, Adrian.
He said eventually the clip will fall out. It could take 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years, but eventually the body will dispose of the paperclip. But I've got to be careful now. I've got to be careful now at the airport, because the paperclip is inside me. And I've been given a card so that when I go to the airport and I go through security, I can show them and say, look, I've got a paperclip up there.
What? So it will go off?
The paperclip will set off the security.
There was a player in the AFL that had that, but he had the front pierced.
Oh, please.
No, yeah.
Don't.
I don't know if he had a card or how he got around it each time, but Glenn Manton.
Don't. That's too much info. You can't be doing... Oh, so you don't know if it's in there or not still, right?
No, I don't know.
You don't? This is going to sound really...
I don't even want to ask.
You can't feel if you can...
No.
As you're walking and stuff?
No,
okay. That's good.
And I haven't bothered to check in the toilet bowl.
I'm here for you.
Hang on, what are you going to do?
Because I know you were speaking a little bit about this yesterday, so I've bought in... Jamie, my fiance, he is a big fossicker.
Oh,
he is a big.
He's not.
He's found some amazing. No, out at Warwick, he's found some gold and amazing things.
On the beach with his big floppy hat.
I would
holding
not.
One ear so you can hear the.
Excuse me, with a bum bag after schoolies. No.
Nuggets of a different kind.
There is no way. No. So I bought in here and it's full on. This is an expensive machine.
Oh, my God. Look at this thing.
This is the Minelab GPZ7000 with a coil on the bottom.
Yeah, he goes to the beach for sure.
It's bloody
here
huge.
We go. No, he doesn't go to the beach. I wouldn't date a guy that goes to the beach, let alone marry him. You ready to go? No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, sorry, this might be a bit awkward. I'm going to come around your side. And just kind of position it just around you.
Don't do this. Is...
Bloody hell.
Don't do it.
All right, there we go. No. Oh. There we go. Right. That means that's detecting metal, so it's definitely still in there.
This is ridiculous. No, this isn't even funny.
No, is it radioactive as well?
Yes. Oh. It's definitely still in there. So I'm just going to see what else we can find.
Jamie's going to have a crack at that in a minute.
Start digging, Jamie. Here we go.
Oh, don't lay on the beach.
It's also a BS detector that's going off as well. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, it's
this is ridiculous.
No, no, no. Well, it finds gold, and I think it's just picked up a kidney stone. Oh. There. Hang on. Oh, that's a... Oh, that's a Maxwell Silver Hammer Shiraz wine cap. What's that doing up there? And a... Hey, what's that? That's a Matchbox car. What's going on?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
13 past 6. At Gold, this incident from the West on the weekend is...
You look all around the world, there's a lot of sporting events that happen, but I think this one's the biggest in Australia, and it will be tonight for sure. We're talking about Andrew Gaff, plays for the West Coast Eagles, and young Andrew Brayshaw, who plays for Fremantle Dockers, both in the AFL. Over the weekend, Gaff just punched Brayshaw, broke his jaw, put a couple of his teeth out of place. He had to go in and have surgery. His mum was at the ground, obviously drove him to the hospital. His mum was in tears. And it's alarming to see how many times we've been able to see this on television. Now, it's disturbing.
Peter, a mate rang me last night. He said that the guy that got hit and his brother and Gaff were playing golf together a week before.
Yeah. So they're Fremantle and West Coast Eagles are close teams. It's like, the Titans and, they're only across the across
town. It's like
the
Q-Clash, yeah.
Yeah, like the Q-Clash. Yeah. So a lot of, and a lot of players know each other and get along with each other and play golf. So they're kind of using that as a semi kind of a scapegoat. But there's absolutely no explanation for, there's no way you can get out of a punch like this. And West Coast CEO, Trevor Nisbet, he come out and said, a couple of players who, like myself, have tweeted and said, this has to go further. This can't be just an AFL tribunal situation anymore. This has to be more in the criminal world. When you're looking at only a white line crossing you between that and the car park,
that's right.
The fact that there's got to be more justification to the bloke who's got a broken jaw and three teeth out of place.
Well, the coach of Gaff said, oh, it wasn't intentional. I'm sorry. Everyone's seen that video. It absolutely was intentional, and it only seems like the only reason he's saying sorry is because he got busted for it. Now, a QC has come out and said more people have been put away in jail for lesser crimes and for smaller punches than what happened on the footy field. I think it's a criminal offence, definitely.
Okay, so 1985, Rod McLeod and I are old enough to remember, a bloke called Lee Matthews, one of the toughest players ever played the game in the AFL. He hit a bloke called Buse from Geelong, 1985. He got 4 weeks suspension for the incident. Buse then went to the criminal court.
Yep.
He was convicted. Matthews was convicted, and then it was overturned. Back in 1985.
It was everywhere on the telly last night, that incident.
What do you think, Rod?
Well, when you consider that Andrew Brayshaw won't be able to eat solids for a month.
And he's out for a year.
He's out for the rest of the year.
His season is over. He's got to eat mushed food for the after his surgery. That has a huge impact on somebody.
Okay, can I ask you one thing? And this is why I reckon you should cop 10 weeks, Gaff, and if I think there should be ramifications off the field as well. 100%
sure.
It should be off the field if it's payment towards young Brayshaw. What is the difference between that incident of Gaff and Brayshaw and the one we saw a few years ago between the swimmers Nick Darcy and Simon Cowley?
Aha, uh-huh, there you go.
What is the difference other than the venue?
Because Simon Cowley, that happened... didn't happen during the competition.
No, but what's the difference? There's absolutely difference in either of those cases other than one was on a footy field and one was in a nightclub.
Yeah, exactly right.
So why shouldn't they go down the same path?
Okay, I'm going to put this to you. Here's the thing that I think is well and truly needed now. Mandatory send-off, Peter, in the AFL.
Oh, the red card.
Oh, the red card, for sure, right?
Yeah, look, the red card's always been an issue for the AFL. They've always gone against it. And because then the players suffer for the next week. But you're right, because if Andrew Gaff does that in the second quarter, say, at least then Fremantle will get some form of a bonus of him not being out there for the rest of the game. Because when you get reported, only the teams that follow you actually get the benefit, not you, the team you're playing at the time. Correct.
Wouldn't a red card solve the issue of his teammates taking retribution on the bloke?
Yeah, but
exactly. So
it's just going to escalate.
That's right.
Into something worse.
Yeah, so I just think there's going to be more issues off the field. If they make a statement like this, it won't happen. It doesn't happen that often. Like AFL, NRL, they're hard games. So you're going to get injured, but you don't get king hit.
No, exactly so. Right. And you shouldn't have to. And a mother shouldn't have to watch her son get king hit just because of white line fever. Should be criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5. Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Little contest we play daily here at Gold 92.5 with AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast. You get to name that year, kids. Your name is your buzzer and three pieces of history. What have we got here? We've got a song for you today.
Right.
We're off to the movies and an invention.
Oh.
Now, Spider cleaned up yesterday, so I've got some work to do.
I'm not going to pump myself up too much. It has been the only win I've had for a long, long time, but I wiped the floor with Bridge.
Here he goes. Yeah. He's so cocky when he gets a win. All right, that's motivated me more.
Come on.
You're right to clean up, Rodney.
Come on.
Here we go. Off to the movies. Name that year.
Did you get the machine to work?
A few more bugs to get out.
Then something quite unexpected happened.
Where are the kids?
I haven't seen them since I left this morning.
I shrunk the kids.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Yeah.
Name that year.
Rick Moranis. How do I know that name of that old guy, that actor? That's weird, isn't it, how you store those names in your head?
It's a good movie, though. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Tibbing.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was around Caitlin. Oh, I don't know. It's so hard, isn't it? There's so many movies, kids' movies. I'm going to say Spider 2000.
No.
No, it was around the era of Home Alone, Beethoven.
That early.
Yeah, pretty sure. I'm going to say Bridge 1989.
Yes!
That's a massive get.
That is a big get, Bridgie.
Should get 1.5 points if you hit the nail on the head, but then that would absolutely just blow AJ's mind trying to do the score.
Yeah, that's true, Carl. I'm tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Come on.
Peter, you were bloody miles off.
I know. Well, I've got that many kids, I don't know which one watched it.
Here's an iconic Australian, but well, not anymore. It once was. Name that year. Used to be Australian, now it's not. The year Vegemite was invented.
Oh.
Gee.
And Dick Wicks is closed down. I mean, Dick Smith's, not Dick Wicks, same.
I know, I'm going, wow.
Some Dick's closed anyway.
Don't. For business.
He's not standing up anymore,
don't.
Is he?
Oh, please,
don't.
Stop now.
Don't.
Vegemite. Absolutely no idea. I'm going to say 1952.
No.
Invented. I'm going to go earlier. It's so annoying, isn't it, when any American celeb gets fed a spoon of Vegemite. No one likes a spoon of Vegemite. You got to put it on
toast with heaps of butter.
I got to be careful when I say that because you know what I normally call Vegemite. I can't say it.
What do you normally
call
it?
All right. I'm going to say Bridge 1936.
No. Want a crack, Rod?
Yeah, this was one of my trivia questions about Vegemite.
Mm-hmm.
It was manufactured in the year of 1922.
Correct.
Oh.
1922 as a yeast extract. What are we going to do with this? Oh, we'll stick it in a jar and see if people eat it. Sure enough, they did.
What was the year again?
22.
1922.
Wow.
You said 32, I think, Bridge. So you on default, you win. You win the day. We've got some music here. Name that year. Sugar. The Archies.
The Archies.
look at his face.
What year did Archie win the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, here we go. You're making about a horse. That'll be right.
Archer. quite a fascinating story. They walked Archer from Sydney to Melbourne. Walked the horse.
Was that the first winner of the Melbourne Cup?
Might have been.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Archer
yeah.
was.
But they walked Archer from Sydney to Melbourne and won the cup.
Wow.
So it's got nothing to do with his music.
So that, ben, that, I'm having no idea. I'm going to say 58.
No.
Archie's the comic, right?
Archer was a horse.
No, no, this.
Sugar, Sugar by the Archies.
Yeah, by the Archies.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about Archie's the cartoon.
No, no, we're talking about the song by the Archies, Sugar, all right. Sugar.
We're not, no, this has got nothing to do with Glenn Archer either.
Or the horse. Okay, look, I'm going to say Bridge, 54.
No. No. What did you say, Peter?
58.
No, no. Rod?
I think we're in the 60s here for the Archies, somewhere 1966.
69.
Any which way.
Your favourite number, Peter. Congratulations, Bridge. You've won the day.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Sometimes I really do feel for you blokes. You can't win in situations with women. Don't look at your dimples going, Spider.
What no, do you mean? Talk to us.
There was a situation on a plane, and I love chivalry. I think it is awesome when guys can help out or hold your bags. Or, but a lady had her bag in the overhead locker on a plane. She went to get it out. She was capable. She was taller than this bloke who leant over and said, I'll get it for you, love. Reached up and grabbed the bag. Now, this woman was a feminist. And she said, oh, no, now I've enforced the gender stereotype of playing the role of damsel in distress. Is chivalry all of a sudden sexist? I don't know what to do. I'm like, you know what you do? You say thank you. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It was someone who, in an age where everyone's out for themselves, if someone observes you and wants to help you out, I think you just say thank you. I don't think it's, you know, it's not sexist. Come on.
No, well, I think it's ridiculous, to be honest.
Exactly, right.
If you're there and you're going to help someone out, help me. You don't need to give your two bob back. Just say thank you.
That's Bridget, right.
I told you about my friend at the airport the other day.
Was
the Virgin, Kylie, who works behind the desk. And
that's
this
right.
bloke, she moved the bloke's bag and he responded with, I didn't ask you to help me with my effing bag.
I know. See, exactly right. That's why you just can't win, even for ladies, because they're saying chivalry is, you know, if someone, an old person, you stand up so they can sit in your seat. It's those kind of things. So I know it's really tough for blokes in particular. So I thought I'd do a bit of a guide for you.
Thank you. On
what's chivalrous and what's sexist. You got a pen and paper ready?
I get confused each and every day.
It's really simple.
Okay,
it's super simple. Okay, you can approach us if we like you. You're cocky if we don't. You can ask us out in a clever, non-coercive way, but don't be pushy because that's a turn off, or needy because we probably know you still live at home with your mother if you're being too needy. Make sure you text us first, you know, because we don't want to chase, but don't expect us to text until 8 hours later because that shows that we're, you know, way too busy and independent, even though we overthink it way too much than you two, okay? So, look, plan the date. We really want you to plan the date, but don't take over. Don't be too controlling and, you know, you can open the door, but we know you want to open the door because you want to check out our bums.
That's really
why you do it. Yep. Pay for the date, but pretend to offer to go halves. So this is really simple stuff.
So
take our hand, but don't dominate it. Don't hold it too tight and don't be too sweaty with your hand. Now, give us your jacket when we're cold, but not if the armpits stink of BO because it's a cheap polyester jacket you bought at Vinnie's. And don't throw it down in puddles for us to walk over because it's probably expensive and I probably bought it for you. Look, chivalry is when we like the gesture. Sexist is if we don't like you. And remember, it's only sexual harassment if you're ugly. So all you really need to know is that chivalry isn't dead. It's just passed out on the couch, drinking VB, watching the TV with your hand down your pants. That's what chivalry is.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Our revolving door of comedians continues, and here he is. He's with us this morning. It's Limo.
Oh, look at this. Hey. AJ Bridge and Spider. Who said dreams don't come true? Look at me. I'm on 92.5 on the Gold Coast, people. This is brilliant. And look at this. I'm working with AJ, radio legend, Bridget Daly, one of the funniest voices in Australian radio. And I'll tell you what. There are two other big reasons that I'm loving this.
Yeah.
One is I'm a, now, Bridge, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a passionate fan of the Hawthorn Football Club.
Oh, no, Limo, and what are you doing?
That man right there, 72 games, a cheeky little best and fairest, if you don't mind.
Don't.
I mean, he buggered off to Sydney chasing a flag, but whatever.
Right? And you guys went on to play four of them.
We went on to win four. I tell you, Spider was holding us back. hey, I'll tell you what, Spider, you could get a game with the Gold Coast Suns at the moment, mate. Hey, have you gone out to training? Half a chance?
I'm too scared because they tell me to bring my boots.
Don't sit on the boundary line at a game, mate. They'll be hooking you over the fence for a run. They are really struggling at the moment. And the fourth and final reason I'm excited to join your show, aside from you three, is the fact that my wife is from the Gold Coast.
Ah, okay.
And my mother-in-law still lives there.
All right.
She's in Arundel. Mm. Yes. I don't know if you guys are across the work of Arundel. Yes. And guys, before you start, no, it's not an old folks home, okay? It's not. And it's not, no, it's not a retirement village. It's a lifestyle resort, guys. A lifestyle resort. Yeah, and they are a wild bunch there.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, the bingo and the tennis tournaments.
Don't worry about that. There's bridge on Tuesday night, so look out tonight. Hey, so hello, Gaynor. She'll be listening there with all her friends at the Arundel Lifestyle Resort. Yes. So, hey, I'm excited, guys. Across the year, I'm going to be joining you guys each week. I'm going to warn you in advance.
Okay.
You're going to hear a lot about my wife.
Okay.
And a lot about my son. Okay.
All right. Just
a couple of headlines for you on my wife. She has a cushion addiction, Bridge. Do you have?
This is hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know where they come from.
Yes.
It's like she gets home with a cushion in her arms, and I'm like, babe, where did they? She goes, oh, no, I was walking past the shop and it jumped out at me into my arms.
Limo, I was only talking about this with my future mother-in-law yesterday. She came over, checked out my house for the first time, which is always scary when they come over and check it out, and loved the cushions. And Jamie, my partner's like, I don't get the cushion thing.
No.
The European, the small ones, and the smaller ones for the smaller ones. So it takes about half an hour before you can get into bed, taking them all off the bed.
The pillow. We've got about 72 pillows on our bed.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
You can't even see the bed. And here's the ridiculous thing. The only people who see that formation of pillows on the bed are me and my wife. She sets it up, Spider, like our house is open for inspection every day.
Yeah, of course.
But is there any pillow fighting?
Sadly not, mate, no.
No.
I've been married for way too long for there to be pillow fighting.
That's only when my girlfriends come over, as far as you blokes are concerned. Right. Yeah, exactly. A bit of jelly, bit of that, when we have a slumber party with the girls.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not happening. But it is a weird phenomenon, but even women, we can't explain it. I have way too many on the deck, way too many inside.
And the stupid thing is, Bridge, well, we've got pillows in our toilet. Right? I'm like, babe, what's going to happen? Is someone going to come over and say, hey, where's your bathroom? And I go, it's over there, I'll come with you.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, we've all had sore knees after a big Saturday night leaning into it for a few hours.
You've got sore knees on a Saturday night.
Actually, you make a good point there, Spide. They could come in handy in the flu.
That is wrong.
I'd say it makes no sense to me. And also, the cushions make the couch less comfortable, because you've got to move them out the way to sit on the bloody couch.
No, they're good for your lower back. They're great for your lower back. Of course they
are. Stop it. See? We're working beautifully. Good on you guys.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
All right, I've just been on.
Yeah, funny. Hide caller ID, block number.
I love this, doesn't he? AJ loves to talk over you and take control when he's out of control. Just relax your freckle.
Okay.
Yeah. Chill out, because there could be someone on the phone for you right here, and it is your beautiful wife I've just been having a great chat with, the gorgeous Cherie. Cherie, you've just come back from a lovely big trip away to your beautiful house. How are you?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know why I even bother going. I mean, every time I go away, it's so stressful, and people think it's stressful because of the amount of travel I have to do. The stress is actually what is going on back home, because there's no guidance with Peter. He hasn't got a bodyguard. He hasn't got me here.
What are you on about?
Peter, it took me an hour and a half to find my car keys.
What?
Peter?
What?
You tidied the house for an open home on the weekend, is that correct?
Yeah, and I did a good job.
And at what point did you have to, A, hide the child's school bag so we can't find it, hide my car keys, the whole bowl of, like, the house keys, the neighbour's house keys, everything, all completely disappeared off the face of the
earth. Yeah, because it was all messy in a... It was all messy in the front door. So I thought, you know what, I'll put it in a bag.
Yeah, and where's the bag?
I don't know.
Thankfully, the guys at Frizzell's Isuzu keep a spare copy of our keys for our cars. Otherwise, the child wouldn't be... Exactly. And then I walk around the house going, where's all the cushions off the couches? Where's all the cushions gone?
Well, it's so hard.
You don't like cushions.
No, but I'm
trying. Do you?
So I'm trying to make this place look nice and neat. So
and cushions make it look good.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Oh. No flowers. Where were the flowers? I see the flowers. Beautiful, expensive flowers. They're thrown out a window.
Oh.
I think, what happened to the flowers? I didn't like them. Didn't like the flowers.
Oh, wow. Peter.
No, but I seriously, it was like the block. I had no time. It was like Scotty Cam had come up and gone.
You had no time. Okay, I told you. I told you last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 4 days lead up, that they were coming.
No, Sheree, I got confirmation.
All you had to do was leave a key out on Friday morning before you went to work, a key under the mat. Did you do that? No, you didn't do that.
No, I got confirmation.
In the middle of the outback, with one bar of reception on a satellite phone, trying to get security to go down, unlock the house. Oh, my Lord.
Sheree, please listen for a minute.
Peter,
I got confirmation on the Thursday night at 9 o'clock that you're going to have an open home on the Friday. I didn't finish work. I had 1 hour to clean that place.
That was confirmation that you'd had for 4 days leading up to it. That was the final confirmation.
I was sweating. I was like, you know how they say they either broom up your mum to run around and clean and sweep and vacuum.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Oh, my God.
God star to you, mate, for cleaning the house.
Oh, my Lord. You seriously would not. You can't survive without me. It's fact.
I tell you what, one thing. If you'd have ever played on him, he wouldn't have got a kick.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
We're all trying to find money somewhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And Aussies are being urged to look at home for more money. In fact, we are holding on to $4,000 worth of sellable items in the home. There's this bloke, he wanted a trip to Bali, so he sold an old iPhone, got rid of an old fridge and a couch, $1,500, bang.
Well,
it's off to Bali. There you go. Isn't that lovely? $4,000 worth of products in your own house. Now, I look around home. It's none of my stuff because I'm too attached to it. But, hey, I can look at Jamie's stuff and go, oh.
What would you want to get rid of?
Sell, sell, sell.
He's only just been moved in.
I know. He's got quite a few surfboards. How many do you need?
One.
So I reckon a few of them. He's obsessed. He's just bought, because there's been no waves.
Yeah.
So he's obsessed with gardening and he's bought a greenhouse and it's out the front.
You don't put it out the front.
Out the front, yeah, and it's propagating stuff. And I'm like, anyway, so $100 if anyone wants that.
A greenhouse.
$100.
No, I don't want a greenhouse.
That'd be good. No, that's good disposable income.
But a lot of people do, $100.
What have you got? You don't like anything, Sheree Bars.
No. There's an exercise bike up near our bed. And it's pretty much a clothes horse. A clothes horse with pedals, wheels, and handlebars. So there's an exercise bike.
How much?
Give me 50.
Because I want it.
50
I'll
bucks.
I'll use it once and do the same thing.
It is just a clothes horse. No one ever uses it. 50 bucks and you can have it.
What can we get off it? Oh, no.
Oh, hi, Jay.
You just get the skip.
Bridge, I retained my late auntie's bedside lamp. Now, it's not just a bedside lamp. It's a very thin silver nude lady with, you know, the whole kit and caboodle.
Is this your bedside? Do you clap your hands and it dims for the ladies?
I don't want to know what you think of this thing.
Well, I'm just, no, it's actually, look, I wouldn't know what it's worth because it's got the big white bulb on it and the lovely.
I'm sure it has.
And the lovely nude lady.
Yeah.
No, it's antique now, so it could be worth anything.
The alley bloke,
really?
Does it sit next to the bed or doesn't?
The two big white bulbs on the top? Oh, come on.
Don't mistake it any time at all.
There you go. Bring it in. Yeah, bring it in.
We'll
get some ambiance in the studio tomorrow. All right, give us a call on 13 2017. We know you don't want to sell your stuff.
No.
What is it of your partner's, if you could get hold of, that you would love to sell?
Just
you look
one,
at it all the time.
That one thing. It could be a set of golf clubs that have been sitting there for 15 years.
Yes, you're just over it. You know you can make money out of it. Give us a call on 13 2017. 2710. Cherie in Maudsland, one of your partners, would you love to flog and make yourself a little buck or two out of it?
Well, I'd love to sell my husband's Essendon gear. Get rid of the bombers. Oh. We've got hats, we've got scarves, we've got bar runners, we've got flags, we've got jerseys. I know it won't fetch much, but let's get rid of it.
Is any of it signed, Cherie?
No, unfortunately.
This is like, you're a good saleswoman. This is like a fire sale. It's like a carpet ad. We got heaps. We're overstocked. We got too much.
We definitely are overstocked.
There's only one worse thing than that, than having all the bombers gear.
What?
Having Collingwood gear. You wouldn't be able to get rid of that. Or Manly gear. Imagine having Manly gear.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And so instead of Gumtree, we're calling it Gold Tree this morning, and not what you want to sell because it's hard to part with what you love.
No.
But there's so much around the house, it's your partners that you look at and go, oh, and get rid of it.
Garbage. And you're thinking $4,000, we could be on a holiday. Alex in Corumbum Waters, what would you love to get rid of your partners?
Yeah, Spider. Mate, I got a bit of camping equipment you probably enjoy, like myself, but I got some old tarps and tarpaulins that I don't need anymore because used a tent, now I've got a caravan. But also, just thought about, you know, while I was waiting online, I got some old clay pots as well in the garden.
Alex is on fire. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to get rid of everything.
Got a whole heap of tarps and a few clay pots. Beautiful.
Right, we got a garage sale in Corumba Waters. Good on you, mate. All right, we've got Mark in Pimpamar. Hello. Okay, it's more, what have you got of your partners that you want to sell?
Yeah, Gold Tree, we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Well, mine would have been some golf clubs I've had at least probably 3 years and haven't even swung one. But camping gear, we've got a 12-man tent, we've got side tents, we've got camping kitchen, you name it. It's been sitting in the wardrobe for at least another 3 years. It hasn't been anywhere.
Everyone's always got camping gear.
We did have a big camping expo down there at one of the footy grounds. Just get rid of your secondhand camping gear.
It's a good idea, actually.
Tom at Coomera, what do you got, mate? What do you want to get rid of?
Oh, I've got the Richmond football scarf for one, but I've also got a pink billiard cue. You know both of those two.
Oh, pink billiard cue. Is that your partner's?
Yeah. Shocking looking thing.
Is she a bit of a, you know, is she a snooker player? Is she loves a bit of eight ball?
Look, she used to be in her day, but she's sort of getting a bit long in the tooth.
Don't say that. You're in, wow.
So, I don't really think she's up for it anymore. But
I don't think she'll be up for anything after what you've said.
No, I know. I hope she's not listening to this.
Thanks, Tommy.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
22 to 8.
Yeah, I'm going to have a crack at all the shopping centres out there.
What are you doing?
No, because they annoy me, and I'm sure, you know, Rob McLeod, there's going to be a lot of people on my side here, but it's hard to find your way around. And, you know, realistically, shopping centres, they need like a resort-style map, you know, like a caravan park map where you can follow it around with these little diagrams. They've got those electric board ones, but as a male, you have absolutely no idea how to operate some of those.
Oh, because you don't go to them enough.
Well, the thing is, we don't want to go to them, but we're often told to. We're begged. We are begged to go to them. We walk past the same shop 6 times, no idea where we are. We go upstairs, we can't remember coming downstairs, and suddenly we're back at the same shops. Seriously, it's you go down to sit in the communal couches and then suddenly know you've got to get up because, you know, the girls are bang, bang, bang. They're going in and out of 2 or 3 shops within 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of the House of Mirrors. You walk in there and you just have, everyone looks the same. You sit there and you
bomboozled by everything.
Oh, bomboozled. Yeah, I think that's the name of a shop at Robina. Yeah. Bomboozled.
Well, Robina's on my list very shortly.
Mate. No, seriously, it's a first world problem. I mean, first of all, just don't go because you go, you guys whinge, and then you walk too slowly. You can't keep up with us. It's bang, bang, bang. It's time and motion, people.
And they sit there and say, you've got to come to the supermarket. You never come to the supermarket.
Exactly.
Come on, you come to the supermarket. So we go along.
And you whinge.
And then they start saying that we need a GPS unit. And like, and every time that we go off track, they need to be able to electrocute us. Give us a little bit of a zap.
You need a prod.
We need a men-only lane with flashing lights.
Yep.
No, you know what we need? And there's shopping centres out there because they are scary. They are frightening, some of these shopping centres.
I can't agree.
From Helensvale, Robina, the new one at Coomera, Harbour Town, Australia Fair, the Pines, and even Tweed City. You know what they need? They need more male care centres. We need a male care centre with You Bet You Beauty, beer on tap, sport on the big screens, and most importantly, most important thing, a countdown. A watch countdown of how long you're going to be so we know we can finish the beers and we can have all the bets all wrapped up by the time you're ready to go home.
It's pathetic.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Everyone wins.
Decided I like that now.
See, I told you. You're with me.
Got a you bet there.
You bet, you beauty.
Oh, Cherie, I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I apologise.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
All right, it's time for Bridge's feed right now. And look, there's lots going on in the world when it comes to the feed. Now, you know the real Full Monty that came out recently?
Yep.
The real Full Monty, well, that was a big success.
Well, the thing is, did they finish it?
I'm really confused because I tried to watch it the other night and it wasn't on. Well, and then I got this weird press release that said it was on. I still don't know. I didn't see the reveal.
I actually thought they were doing it and they've said that they're actually going to do a female version of it. But then I haven't seen the back end. Well, I don't want to see the back end of it or the front end. But it actually hasn't finished the Full Monty. So I don't know if we missed it.
I'm not sure if anyone did see it because we didn't see
13, 20, 7, 10 because we missed it. Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to see it, but I didn't. Anyway, they're thinking of doing a female version of the Full Monty, and I don't know. I just think it's too much. Do you want to see it? If it was the females, I just think it's different. I think we've got too much flesh to flash. And or maybe I'm just thinking about myself. I don't know. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. If someone approached me, I wouldn't.
There's something a bit different with the male one. As you say, Shane Jacobson putting himself out there a little bit.
Yeah.
A bit of fun.
Exactly right. And look, when you're thinking of the girls too, like, you know, if it was Miss Universe doing it, it wouldn't be classy. You'd think she was at Hollywood's here on the Gold Coast. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It'd be a bit different. And for me, I mean, sure, it'd be great. You know, there's lots of free-spirited people. I'd need lots of free spirits to do it, probably double vodkas to get my gear off. And, you know, I don't know. I don't want to do moves that make my double chins look like I'm staring over a plate of pancakes, quite frankly.
No.
You know, so, and also, I'm going to be honest.
What?
Can I? Oh, don't get the visual too much, but I don't know.
Don't close my eyes.
No, my boobs could droop that bad that if I painted two red nipples on my bum and I turned around, you couldn't really tell the difference. I don't know. I'm not that keen. But anyway, maybe it looks like there's going to be a female Full Monty, so that's interesting. All right. Have you heard this story? It is a classic. This is a story of what I want to be like when I'm old. This is exactly what I want to be like. Are you ready?
Yep.
Two elderly men escaped from a nursing home so they could go to a German heavy metal festival.
Oh, brilliant.
It is so cool. I mean, heavy metal in your system is how you get Alzheimer's to begin with. But, yeah, that's exactly that. You know you're not in Kansas anymore, hey? So apparently they were in their
80s. Yeah, awesome.
And they wanted to go to a heavy metal festival and they were seen dazed and confused at around 3 a.m. Well, I call that blues fest.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So I've got a top five here of signs that you might be too old to be at a heavy metal festival. All right, at number five, well, they remember when the Grateful Dead were the Grateful Alive.
Yeah.
At number four, they thought the Grey Nomads were a bikey band.
Yeah.
Away!
Hey.
At number three, that ain't no angina pill, Grandpa.
Oh.
At number two, okay, this is what we hear when we go to a heavy metal concert. This is what they hear.
Oh,
That's a nice concert, isn't it?
Yes.
Nice. All right, and the number one sign, you might be too old to go to a heavy metal concert. Are we ready to go? Well, you're wearing T-shirts that say close to death metal.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.